You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. It's not this has the potential to not go very well for you. Our market manager, Sam Pines, has joined
us. Sam Pines, the great Sam Pines.
And in his hand, he has a scale. Now, did you have this scale in your place over near LA Live?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Do you know if the scale... Do you want to do this the weigh-in first or the call first? We'll do the weigh-in, then we'll do the call.
Yeah, okay, we'll do
All
the
right.
weigh-in.
So as far as you know, is the scale accurate? Do you use the scale?
I do use the scale.
And
do you
does feel it feel
it's
accurate to you?
Yes.
All right, now I'll go first. Okay, I think... I weighed myself without clothes, 185. So if I'm in between like 188 and 190, the scale's good. Here we go.
Narrate this for me.
All right, so John is now stepping onto the scale. I cannot actually see the scale, so I don't know what his number is there. What number do we got there, Jorge? Can you hear what he's got? Sam, what does he have?
Shape. Really? It's weighing light?
Yeah. 183.
183, right. So it's weighing light for
it's
you, Mace.
Unless I drop down to 180, I haven't been eating a lot.
All right, Mace, it's your turn.
Oh, now he's stripping down to nothing.
I took my shoes off.
I did not take anything off. All right, here we go. Steve Mason onto the scale. We tap it once. Okay, now hop on.
Oh my God!
Wait a minute! If you put your shoes back, just at it, it's 199.2.
199.2.
Put your shoes back. Put your shoes back.
No, shoes don't count.
I know. You win the bet, but I just want to see what you would have weighed if you would have not taken your shoes and your belt off.
You took your belt off too? You were trying to take everything you possibly could off. You took the belt off.
Sam, I think your scale is light because I weighed myself yesterday as 185 without clothes and I'm 183 now.
What is Jorge?
Are you trying? Do you have a confidence problem? Are you trying to say your scale is 5 pounds lighter?
Big one. Big confidence issue. And so it's actually set to always say 199.2.
Yeah, your shoes are back on. So let's see what you weigh with the shoes. All right, Mason with the shoes. Yeah, so not that much more.
No.
Yeah, you win. 199.2.
Thank you.
I was convinced you were lying.
I was
absolutely convinced you were lying.
No.
Is Carlos still bringing in a scale?
He is.
All right.
He's about 20 minutes
weighing.
Away.
Yes. Now, if the other scale is more than 5 pounds different from this, we have an inquiry. Okay.
Okay.
But
we'll need a third scale.
You win.
Okay.
All right.
So Sam, you going to the game tonight?
I am.
Yeah. You excited?
How you feeling?
Yeah. Ready for a closeout game.
Now Sam is in his usual. You normally hoodie and jacket, right?
I'm not ready for the game yet.
Oh, you're not ready.
No. I have to.
You have this same hoodie.
I do have that hoodie, and now that I see you wearing it, I think I'll wear mine.
Yeah. Exactly.
You've inspired.
So and
a
the
wardrobe
suite,
change.
Scott Kaplan says the suite is the greatest place in crypto.com arena to watch a game. Do you agree?
I like that. I like that Cap says that. We'll accept that for now.
And we're gonna win tonight. You feel comfortable?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Confident?
Definitely. Very confident.
Excellent.
More confident than in my scale.
Yes. Okay.
I think his scale is light. If it weighed me in at 183, the inquiry is a real possibility now. But right now, your official weight is 199.2.
Right, which is about what I was saying all along.
Okay. If Carlo's scale, if you're under 204, you win.
Now I've got up till 204?
Right, because I'm saying that would mean within 5 pounds.
Bergman, what were you?
194.
194. You were
too high.
That was too high for you. You were like in the 180s at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God. So that goes the other way.
Yeah.
He thought he would weigh less than that.
About 180.
Jorge, do you know what you weigh?
Yeah, I got in. It's 185.6.
And you jumped on here?
Yeah.
And is that about right?
A couple of weeks back, I was 193. So
it's light. Yeah. Sam, you're lying to yourself. You know this, right?
I'm confident in the Lakers.
Yeah.
Confident?
Yeah!
I said
if you have calibrated your scale to be 5 pounds lighter than your actual weight, you are only lying to yourself. But we'll find out when Carlo brings in a scale at 3 o'clock. All right, now
I'm scared.
How about this?
Yes.
Let's make another bet.
Okay. Oh God.
No, no, this is just
Are we
like,
calling the other bet? Is that other bet called?
No, no, no. Okay. Wait, we're going to weigh okay. with Carlos
Apparently
scale.
Apparently we need a second weigh-in.
Yeah, because I think that scale's light. You know, you go to a carnival and the guy says, I can guess your weight?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we do it for Michael or for Pepe?
Oh, this is a good question.
Michael.
All right, we'll do it for Michael.
Yeah, do it for Michael.
All right. Closest one to Michael Thompson's actual weight gets 10 grand in mythical money.
Interesting.
Right. He's tall, but he's very thin.
Very real thin.
And he's in good shape. When he played, I think he played at about 240.
Okay, well, that's a good benchmark then.
I think. I'll look it
up. That's a good benchmark.
We can ask him.
Ooh, I wonder if he went up or down in his off time.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll
Sam,
we'll,
thank you very much for the scale.
Sam, that broken scale of yours cost me some money.
Thank you, Sam.
Steve will settle up after.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, get that thing out of here. It's light.
Yeah. All right.
I haven't been 183 in a month. But
I'm in good shape.
199.2 is your official weight until Cardo comes in.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right. 2 o'clock call of the day, John. Number 1 through 10 without, forget 2 and 10.
Okay. Number 4.
Number 4 is Scooter. Scooter, you're on 710. Don't ask us how we're doing.
Yes, guys. I really got a good feeling tonight, man. I really think the Lakers going to do it tonight. You know, just like that that dog thing, Corgi, whatever his name was.
Yeah, the lucky Corgi.
I've been 100% correct on all the Laker gangs so far, the playoffs. So. I really feel good. I think they're going to do it. And my question to you is, you know, just in case they don't and they happen to lose the series, now going back on that Giannis thing, do you think this season will be considered a failure?
Oh, good question.
That is a good question.
I think that it will be only because they're up 3-1 and they're going to lose the series. But other than that, I think it would be, you know, not a failure. I mean, not a complete success, but not a failure.
That's a great question.
This is a good, thank you, Scooter.
That is an excellent question. All right. Greg, if the Lake, oh, he left. All right, Mace, if the Lakers lose this series,
yes.
Is the season a success or a failure? Here comes Michael.
Michael's
I know
answer.
What he's going to say.
He's going to say failure.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of perspective. And so for a team to start 2-10, get all the way to the Western Conference semifinals is impressive. To have blown a 3-1 lead or to blow a 3-1 lead when you've got when you're one game away from the finals, I think it's probably a failure.
All right, now,
are you doing the Giannis question?
Yes.
Yeah,
but we're applying it to the Lakers.
Come on.
All right, so this is what I would say, Michael, and then I'll let you give a real answer. Mm-hmm. There are certain franchises in sports, not very many of them, the Yankees, the Cowboys, mm-hmm. the Lakers. I'd even put the Dodgers in this boat.
Yeah.
49ers.
The goal is the championship, and that's it.
Or bust.
Championship or bust, and it answers the question. I think that if the Lakers were to lose this series and you put Rob Pelinka on a lie detector, he would say the season was a failure.
No. Don't you see? The Lakers added LeBron James and Anthony Davis just to make the playoffs.
No, not in L.A.
Exactly.
I think the Clippers would.
Who cares?
And they did change. They created something that they can build on for next year at the trade deadline.
But both things can be true, as George Sonato would say.
Yeah.
The season can be a failure because you didn't win the championship, and you could be building towards something.
Makes you lower your standards in life, haven't you?
Did you hear anything I said? I already said it's a failure.
Oh, you did? I thought you were making excuses for it.
No, I'm not making excuses for anybody.
I thought you were turning into Giannis.
First of all, the Lakers are going to win tonight. Secondly, no, it'd be a failure. It's the Lakers.
Major failure.
Yeah. So what's your level of confidence that the Lakers win tonight?
97%.
You know what mine is?
Hmm.
50.
Oh, 50-50
game?
This game is an absolute coin flip.
Only if one thing happens.
What?
Klay's got to come out and go crazy. He's got a
game 6 Klay.
3 for 12, 3 for 11. If he takes 22 shots tonight, he's got to make 15 of them. That's the only chance they got.
Klay didn't go crazy in game 5 and the Warriors won.
because of Draymond Green getting 2010.
Yeah, Draymond Green attacked really early. I don't think that's going to happen again.
Yeah, that was a one-off? Is that what you call him?
That's a one-off.
Yeah, but Clay's got to show up tonight. He's got to show up big.
Yeah,
he normally does
in game six.
This is his thing. Why is game six the thing?
Because usually it's a convincing game or a game
A lot of times in Clay's case, it's been an elimination game.
Elimination. Either you're going to stay alive or you're going to win it. And he usually shows up in those big moments. So, of course, he didn't in game five, but Draymond Green and Wiggins led the way in that game.
So I think the Lakers got to win tonight because I've got a bad feeling about a game seven.
No, Warriors always give you a
Give me 50 on the Warriors tonight. Let's do this.
Whoa.
Jorge, gosh.
Hey, it's coin flip, 50-50. Let's go.
He actually gets +3.5 since we're giving the hook.
He actually did flip a coin.
Yeah, he gets the hook the other way.
He gets hooked the other way, so he gets +3.5.
Warriors always give you a chance because they throw the ball away so much and they don't go to the line. So
did you hear
what Mason dared me to do for $100 tonight?
Know what?
If the Lakers win, and only if they win, I've promised to tell a yo mama joke before the end of the game.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's tough.
So which one?
I don't know. I've got to come up with one.
We should agree on one.
Yo mama.
No, no. I will come up with an actual yo mama joke that if you guys don't think it is efficient, you don't have to pay me. It'll be a real yo mama joke if the Lakers win.
Only if they win.
Are you going to direct it towards the Warriors?
I'm going to direct it towards you.
To me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Well, because you're the one sitting next to me.
Oh.
But I wouldn't make fun of the Warriors. I respect them. Now, you, on the other hand, I can easily do a yo mama joke.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see how it goes.
You.
But we need to win.
Yeah. So, Michael, did you hear the I guaranteed that my weight would be less than 200 pounds. We got a scale. I was.
Yours? Was it a real scale, a digital scale, or what?
Yeah, it was a digital scale, but I think the scale was light. Because I weighed myself the other day, and I was 185 without any clothes on, and I was 183 fully dressed.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right,
so,
Mace.
So we're bringing in another scale at 3 o'clock. Yeah. Carlo's bringing in. And I've given Mace, I said, if he comes in under 204, I'll pay him.
That was my scale yesterday.
Okay.
195.2.
Okay, so I will give it to you if it's 204 or less.
How much, $100?
No, 30 grand in mythical money.
Oh, yeah, we got $100 bills going around. We got basically Ireland and I are just handing the same $100 bill back and forth.
Well, Michael and I do the same thing. Yeah. It's all.
$1.
What do you think happens tonight?
Lakers will close it out tonight, unless, like I said, Clay and Steph have to combine for 70 plus. That's the only way they send it back to the Bay. They have to go nuts tonight. The Splash Brothers got to show up, or else the Lakers just have too many options to deal from. LeBron and AD don't have to have huge scoring nights because somebody, a couple guys usually step up. Last game it was Schroeder or Lonnie Walker. So the Warriors have, especially with Wiggins being ailing tonight, the Splash Brothers got to show up huge.
Okay. Michael's hanging out. Pepe is going to come by today.
Yep.
It's actually Pepe's game. That means it'll be potpourri.
Yeah, Pepe's potpourri.
Pepe's potpourri.
I got a mini game again. Today is National Anthony Day. You guys knew that?
I thought it was yesterday.
No, actually,
May 12th. Today is National Anthony Day. So I got 12 Anthonys. I want you guys to guess. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Just 12.
We'll do that coming up. Plus, the most expensive sports menu I've ever seen. That's also coming up for you. We're getting ready for Game 6 tonight at Crypto.com Arena, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, we love causing trouble.
Oh, leave it to Michael to cause some trouble.
Well, you know.
Michael, were you surprised last night that the Sixers laid an egg at home?
John Ireland, I watch these NBA games, and sometimes I don't think I understand basketball at all. Joel Embiid is 7'1", 300 pounds of pure,
reigning MVP.
Unbelievable talent. Unstoppable in the post. Unstoppable in the paint. Why is he standing outside like he's Kyle Korver?
Well,
I don't understand. You got 12 coaches sitting on the bench. Why don't one of those coaches reckon and say, hey, Doc, we got to get Joel in the post so he can just destroy
the ball. He didn't touch the ball for the last 4 minutes of the game.
So, Michael, let me ask you this. Whose fault is that? Is that Embiid's fault? Is it Harden's fault because he has the ball? Is it Doc's fault?
Yes, all of the above.
It's a little blame
but mostly,
to go around?
Mostly Embiid. Can you imagine? Mostly Embiid. Can you imagine Shaq being out there not demanding the ball? Yeah. Or Hakeem Olajuwon or Patrick Ewing? Those guys demanded the ball in clutch situations. Joel Embiid is the MVP. All of a sudden he turns into a mute. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I was so ticked off because I'm pulling for Philadelphia. I wanted Philadelphia and Miami in the finals because I don't want to go to Boston. I want to go to Miami for the finals with the Lakers. So Boston, Philly has no chance to
Boston's
win on us
in
Boston on Sunday, I believe, because somehow Boston won that game with Jason Tatum turning into Channing Tatum.
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Mike. I was doing a podcast yesterday, and the guy asked me
the podcast?
Question. This one was I've been doing a bunch lately. I did one for Awful Announcing. I did one for The Ringer.
Okay.
So this question came up. I think this was on the Awful Announcing one. The guy asked me, why did Shaq and Kobe break up?
Right.
And the way I answered it, and I'm curious if you guys would agree, is from my perspective, Kobe couldn't understand Shaq's work ethic, that Shaq would be one of the last people to come to practice and the first one to leave. And Kobe was built that you have to outwork everybody.
Right.
And so he lost some respect for Shaq in that regard. And from Shaq's perspective, he couldn't understand how Kobe didn't get that he was the most dominating force in the league. And if they ran everything through him, the Lakers were going to win regardless of his work ethic.
Right.
He was just that big and that strong. Michael, is that a fair characterization by me?
Yeah, they both were at fault. They didn't understand and appreciate what each other brought to the game and for each other. Kobe should have recognized it. Listen, not everybody's got my work ethic, but the big fella is so big and so dominant, he can get away with putting in 50% of the work. And Shaq should have said, I'm a big, dominant guy, but in the last 2 minutes, you can't trust me with the ball because they're going to foul me, and Kobe's our closer. I'll take you 44 minutes of the way, Kobe, you take over the last 4 minutes. Shaq should have understood that part.
But don't you think they always have that fight about it's my team? No, it's my team. They always I want to do it on my own. They always have that sort of dynamic. And by the way, that goes beyond Shaq and Kobe. It goes
Who else is like that? Think about Magic and Kareem. Think about the way Steph welcomed in Kevin Durant.
Think about Kyrie and LeBron. Kyrie's like, nah, I want my own thing. I want my own show.
Right, but
how'd that work out for him?
Didn't work out at all.
Yeah.
I would argue that the smartest people, the smartest leaders, look at the map. Magic Johnson, Michael, you have called Magic Johnson the greatest leader in the history of team sports.
Yep.
And I think this is one of the reasons why. If you go back and find any interview with Magic in the 80s, even years where Magic was winning regular season MVP and finals MVP, he would go out of his way every single time to praise Kareem.
Right.
To acknowledge him.
He would say, they would say, Magic, you're the best player in the league. You just won the MVP. How'd you do it? He goes, well, it helps when you have the greatest player in NBA history shooting skyhooks and making everybody else look good.
Yep.
He goes, this is Cap's team. I just came along late and gave the team a change
That's
of pace.
Right.
But I wouldn't win these MVP awards or any of these awards without Kareem.
Yep.
And Kareem wanted to be mad at him, but he couldn't because at every – and Shaq figured that out late. One time – I told this story on the podcast. One time towards the end of their run together – Shaq grabbed me and he goes, hey, I need you to interview me. And I went, man, I've been trying to try and interview every day. There's like 40 guys around. He goes, I know, I'm coming to you this time. And I go, okay. So I got my cameraman, I bring it over and I go, Shaq, what's on your mind? And he said, Kobe Bryant's the best basketball player in the NBA. And I said, why? It's not you? He goes, not anymore. He said, we're going as far as Kobe can take us.
And this was in the middle of the three-peat?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he knew, Shaq knew that I would, because he knew I was close to Kobe, he said, he knew I would tell Kobe.
Right.
And I did. I said, you're not going to believe this. I just went and did an interview with Shaq, and he said, called you the best player in the NBA. And Kobe goes, on camera? I said, yeah. We're running it tonight. Kobe goes, okay. So Shaq tried to save it at the end.
Right.
But I think what Kobe, you know, and it's impossible to know for sure because he's not here to speak for himself, but I think what Kobe was thinking was, look, the Lakers are never going to run this thing through me as long as Shaq is here. They've just married themselves to Shaq, regardless of how hard he works. And when they lost that series in Detroit, Michael, where they kept going to Shaq, and they lost in five.
Right.
Kobe went, this, just give it to Shaq, regardless of how hard he works, isn't going to work anymore.
Right.
And I think Jerry Buss, because he was so smart, said, if I don't pick one of these guys, Kobe's going to leave.
Right.
And that was why they broke up.
But, I mean, in fairness, Shaq immediately went and won another championship.
And Kobe won two.
Yeah. That went through a dark period and then won two.
They could have won three more together. They've stuck together.
You're absolutely right.
Michael,
totally
at least three, I think.
No, would have won more.
Yep.
And I think that's a case of not appreciating everyone's skills. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, you know, look at any group, right? Like, just take John and I. John and I have different approaches and different, and somebody gets more credit. Your voice, the Lakers, I get credit, all that stuff. You just appreciate it for what it is and acknowledge people bring different skills and approaches to the table.
And they, for whatever reason, couldn't do that. And several people, including you, Michael, because I remember you trying to, Jerry West tried. Phil Jackson tried. You one time, talking to Kobe. I was fascinated with this. Michael, Kobe came back to the plane and talked to us every once in a while. And Michael says, Kobe, you can't break up with Shaq. I remember you saying this to you, and I thought this was so smart. You said, your natural talent is going to naturally eclipse his. Mm-hmm. Your talent demands that this will be your team one day. But if you guys stay together, you can win in the meantime.
Right.
And that's what Michael was trying to explain. You'll get your time. It's just not right this second.
Right. And it would have evolved to
like
Kobe.
You knew it. I think it's because you played with Magic and Kareem. And Magic never, ever said, this is my team.
Right.
He never took Kareem for granted.
Right.
Even Kareem at the end of his career. I've talked to Lon about this. Lon Rosen, who was, you know, still to this day is very close to Magic. And I said, you know, was that intentional that Magic just never would ever say anything negative about Kareem? And he said, not only was it intentional, he actually felt that way. He knew that if Kareem and Magic and Worthy were together,
right,
that they were almost unbeatable. And they went to 9 finals together.
Yep.
And Magic, and this is what you were trying to explain to Kobe, Michael, Magic naturally eclipsed Kareem.
Right, right.
It got to the point where, as Kareem got older,
he became the role player and was Magic's team.
Yes.
Right.
And Shaq could have.
But Magic never.
It evolved.
Yeah.
But it did evolve, but Magic never said it.
That's right.
Right.
He never said, this is my team now. It happened in San Antonio with Tim Duncan and Tony Parker.
Yeah, exactly. No, and also David Robinson and Tim Duncan.
Okay. When we come back.
Oh, God.
The second scale has arrived.
Oh, apparently we need a second scale.
I think you're going to be okay. But I think the first scale was light. I'm giving you a 5-pound grace period. If you're 204 or under, you win the bet. If you're 205 or over, I win the bet.
Oh, okay? I got this.
Are you taking all your clothes off?
No.
I'm not. Just my shoes and my belt.
Okay.
That's it.
And then, Michael, we have a game. We're like at a carnival.
Don't
Don't say it. Mm-hmm. We're all going to try and guess your weight.
My weight?
The closest one that comes to it gets 10 grand.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't weighed myself in weeks. I don't even know what it is.
Okay, so we'll do it when we come back.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Friday!
All right. Pepe Montilla is here for the big game tonight, and he'll be the host of Game of Games later. Michael yes. Thompson is here, and the new scale is here. Now, we had a scale earlier. I will.
Yep.
Now I weighed 183
yes.
on the old scale, so okay. I'm going to get on the new one now. And then the big
it's
one is
it's a scale off.
It's a scale off.
Should we weigh Pepe, too? Pepe, how much?
No.
No, you don't want to weigh Pepe?
Pepe's like, no. It's
come on, Pepe. Don't be scared, man.
Uh-oh.
It looks good?
You're going to win.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. All right. Now, Mason's going on the scale.
No shoes. So
I happen to know.
He's got
to
be under 200?
Yeah.
Got to be under 200.
Anything under 200, he wins.
He's got his clothes on.
Yeah. All right, so Mace gets on the scale. What's the verdict, Mace?
199 on the dot.
199, he won it by 1 pound. Okay, so now we're going to play a game for 10 grand in mythical money. Guess Michael Thompson's weight. Now, I'm going to say, Michael, and you can comment on this, but don't comment on anything else. When you played, were you roughly 225?
235.
235 when he played. All right, so.
We're all going to write down the number, right?
Okay.
Pepe, is Pepe in? Oh, Pepe in.
Yeah, no, Pepe can play. Pepe can play.
I'll give you a Pepe. You got a
okay.
number? Okay.
You got any mythical pesos,
you were, Pepe? He was 235 when he played. I'm going to, okay. You got one, Mace?
Muscle weighs more than fat.
Yes.
Okay, Greg, you got a number?
I'm writing it down right
Jorge,
now.
Jorge, did you write one down? Pepe, you want to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is for how much money?
10 grand. 10,000. Mythical money.
Ah, I think I'm too high.
Okay. Jorge, you got a number? All right. I wrote down 227.
Okay.
Mace, what'd you write down?
231.
231. Greg?
I went too high. I went 242.
Okay. Pepe?
215.
215. Jorge?
215.
Brandon Ingram?
218.
218. All right, Michael.
Jeez, over there.
Michael,
yeah, really.
Get on the scale.
Get on the scale, Michael.
I'll keep my shoes on?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Keep your shoes on.
It's better for me.
Okay. Yeah, it is better for you.
Those shoes.
All right.
Lead, man.
No. No, you don't have to take him off. Well, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. All right. Michael has gone onto the scale. I will move over here. The answer is 236.4.
Wow.
It's a good day
so
to be Steve Mason. Yeah.
10 grand?
I was heavier than that.
40 grand total. He gets 30 grand from me and 10 grand from Michael. What a day to be you.
It is a great day in America.
I lost weight. I used to be 240 something.
You look good, Michael.
Thank you.
All right. So, Greg, you were
you're
so close.
I was so close.
You actually lost by a pound. Mason said 231. He was 236. So Mason was 5 pounds off. You were 6 pounds off.
Bergman, I'm so sorry.
I'm sure
you.
You're just so devastated. I needed it more than you.
And I was 9 pounds off.
So yeah. Mason, you might win Game of Games today.
Oh, it may be Pepe.
Is it Potpourri, Pepe?
Potpourri.
All right, now Pepe, Pepe's are you? Oh, Michael, you want to do your thing? Yeah, let's do it before your thing.
12,
all right.
12 names. Today is National Anthony Day. Did you know that, Pepe? For some reason, today is National Anthony Day.
So, is it multiple choice? Should we just guess?
You got to buzz in.
Okay.
Pepe said everybody.
Is it also Tony's?
Tony's or Anthony's?
Right? No, just Tony's. Just Anthony's.
All Anthony's.
Okay. Give you the hint. Okay. In honor of Anthony Davis. Here we go. Let's celebrate National Anthony Day with a mini game of games. Here's the hint. Buzz in if you know.
Okay.
Lala's ex.
Greg.
Mason.
That is Carmelo Anthony.
Yes.
He doesn't have his headphones on. He can't hear Jorge or I.
What do you mean? I can hear you.
Okay.
No, yeah. Michael.
Here we go.
Michael.
Yeah.
Hint number two. Number one pick.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Oh.
Anthony Bennett.
No.
Mason. Greg.
Mason.
Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Mace is 2-0.
Number three. Who's on first?
Who's on first?
Anthony.
Stan Laurel.
Greg.
Who's on first? Hardy. Baseball
Greg.
Player.
So you okay. can't hear me. Can't okay. hear me. Greg.
No, Greg got it. Greg got it.
Anthony
Greg.
Rizzo.
Right.
Okay.
Anthony Rizzo. Comedian, actor. Comedian, actor.
Greg.
I'll be honest.
Greg.
Greg.
Greg?
Anthony Anderson.
Yes.
Oh,
2-2.
Good one.
See, well, you did have your hand up. So.
You don't wave your hand. Speak.
Well, he can't hear us.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
He can hear you?
No,
he can't.
There we go. Jorge will probably get this one, though. Maybe Pepe. Heavyweight boxer.
Mason. Anthony.
Stop. Ireland.
Ireland.
Anthony Joshua.
Yes.
Okay. What do you mean, stop?
Number 6, married a famous singer.
Jorge. Mark Anthony.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Good one.
Number 7, he loved your silence. Number 2, hint, Chianti.
Mason. That is Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
Silence of the Lambs. Okay, Mason's got the lead over Greg, 3-2.
Number 8, he is associated with something hot.
Ireland. Anthony Kiedis.
Yes, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Number 9, he was a psycho.
Ireland. Anthony.
Pepe.
Anthony Perkins.
Yes.
Pepe.
Number 10.
Is this the last one or you have
couple
more?
Okay. Couple more. He will join you at breakfast.
Jorge.
Tony
the Tiger.
No.
Ah.
I said it's got to be Anthony.
It's got to be Anthony.
But it's a good, I actually good like one, the
he
way
will
you
join you at breakfast.
Anthony the Tiger.
Number 2 hit, a club. 3-2-1, Anthony Michael Hall, Breakfast Club.
Very good one.
Last two, he was Greek.
Mason. Anthony.
Pepe.
Quinn.
Yes, Anthony Quinn.
Yeah, Mace got
it. And last one, he loved his food. 3.
Loved
two,
his food.
1. Anybody? Bueller? Mm. Bueller?
Bueller?
Bueller? No.
Anthony Bourdain.
Michael, that was very good. Mason, this is your day. You win again.
I know.
You've won. By the way, now I want you.
Stay in the Mace.
Well, yeah, now I want you at the game.
Yeah.
Bergman, give up your seat and give it to Mason.
I was just going to say
he would go home.
You know, every time he's there, Lakers win.
We win, but I'm there. Yeah.
I was do I get to sit by the rail again?
Yeah. Because we've been winning with you at the rail.
After that last win, Pepe came out. We're high five. Pepe so excited. It was awesome. It was an awesome game. Yeah, no. So the way this went down, Michael, tell me if I. So Bergman says, you can have a credential, but we have no seats. And I'm like, all right, I don't want to watch from the suite because you can't really see the game.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, food and teammates and sponsors and all
what
that
happened?
Stuff. And so I said, okay, I don't need a credential. Now there's a seat.
Yep.
So Bergman now has the seat.
I already took you off the list by the time it happened.
And you took me off the list by the time. So I'm not going even though there's a seat.
There is now a seat. It happened late last night. So, yes, there was a seat now. I couldn't put you back on.
Well, couldn't you get there and, like, Robin could just, like, get a chair for you and put you right where AC Green sits? Just squeeze you right in there?
Sure, squeeze me in next to AC.
Right next to AC.
Did you ever see that famous picture of – there's a somewhat famous picture of me sitting with Wilbon and you know Jalen Rose.
Did you have the wide stance or did Wilbon have the wide stance?
No, Wilbon disappeared into the crowd
because you had a wide stance.
Jalen Rose who had the very wide stance.
Okay. Yeah, sitting wide with his legs spread.
Yes,
the mat spread.
And Wilbon was sort of like just crunched in.
Michael,
in
somebody asked me a question about AC Green the other day, and I think I answered it the way you would answer it. He said, "Was that whole narrative about AC Green?" Not having sex until he was older, true.
What do you call a word when you're what do you call a word? What's the word I'm looking for?
You are
when you're not abstinence.
Abstinence.
He definitely lived that lifestyle. He walked the walk.
You guys all believed him. It wasn't just an act.
Such a waste.
Such a waste.
Oh my God.
Saving yourself is a waste.
Yeah.
Why?
Think, man, get out there, have some fun, dude. You're an NBA star. Go get some
fun. There
are
STDs. There are unwanted pregnancies.
Sure, there are those
all kind of stress.
But I've managed to avoid all that stuff.
What I say is, you be you. If you want to practice abstinence, you do it. If you want to go out and
risk baby mamas
and try and hook up with a different girl every night,
really?
You do it. Whatever you want to do, you be you.
So here's what I do not believe in, Michael. This will upset you probably. I think that you should, at some point before you get married, hit the sack.
So you're wild oats?
No, you should hit the sack with the person you're going to get married
to. Oh, you're in love with?
Because otherwise, how do you know if you've got chemistry
in that
department?
I agree with that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are all a bunch of horny guys.
Thank you. We are.
Mason also believes that all the guys who are bringing their nieces to the games,
they're not in love.
They're in love,
no,
Michael.
No, they're not in love.
There's nothing untoward about it.
There is love. Those women... Those young women with those very old men are there exclusively for money. Those women are there
Is a change in your position.
No, no, no. I believe there is such a thing as love. Yeah. I just don't believe it's at the lower bowl.
It just doesn't exist here. But
you don't think that somehow they're in love? Maybe a little bit?
Attracted to each other?
They're in love.
They're attracted to the financial statement.
They have pocket personality,
Yeah, pocket
Mace.
Personality.
So if somebody comes with a bit more money, they will leave the guy?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know somebody that keeps trading up billionaire to billionaire to billionaire.
Really good
and
at it.
She is great.
I know somebody.
We're talking about.
But she can't. But she can't go any higher than that, right?
No, yes. She's at the top of the top.
That's right. Yeah.
She's at the mountaintop.
She has reached the pinnacle.
Summit. All right. Yeah. Coming up next for you. What's up, fool? It is a big game day. Game six is tonight at 7 o'clock. Michael Thompson's hanging out. Pepe Mantilla's hanging out, and Bergman's going to throw some stuff at us. Brought to you by Dos Hombres. Next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Tom Brady bought a stake in the Las Vegas Aces with Raiders owner Mark Davis in March. According to a source close to ESPN, Brady and Davis aren't done yet. Brady is now looking to become a minority owner with the Raiders now, too. It would be as a passive owner, and he would have no control over any operational, business, or football decisions. He of the Tuck Rule fame, does a Brady ownership with the Raiders just kind of not sit right with you, Ireland?
No. Here's what popped into my head. I don't know why.
Okay.
If you're Jimmy Garoppolo, wouldn't you say if Tom Brady shows up and walks into the locker room, wouldn't you say, I can't get away from this guy?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Garoppolo just signed as a quarterback of the Raiders. He couldn't get out from under it at New England, and then he went to San Francisco, and there was a rumor that Brady was going to San Francisco, and now he goes to the Raiders. Yep. Garoppolo might just retire.
Wouldn't that be great, though? Then he would play terribly. They'd tank, and then they get Caleb Williams.
Do we know, by the way, how much of a percentage – Tom Brady's, but it's just
no, we
like
don't know the percentage.
Sliver of percentage.
Yeah, it's
because the
just
Raiders
be a
are valued now at $5.1 billion.
$5.1 billion.
If anyone ever asks you to invest in an NFL team, do it.
Do it.
It's just like printing money.
Already, they bought the Angels for like $224 million. They're now worth.
How could
$2 billion
be worth that much and they don't own the stadium? Because I thought you had to own the stadium and the team
to
be worth that much.
Value. I'm looking at it here. I think because it's a national brand, I think the Raiders play everywhere. So maybe that's part of it. I'm sure they sell unbelievable amounts of gear and merch and all that kind of
1%
stuff.
1% ownership is $50 million. Brady's got that.
Oh, yeah. No, Brady's got it.
And you can always borrow the money from Giselle if he needs more money.
Yeah, I don't know if that they're necessarily on banking terms.
You don't think
they're
on good terms?
You think Tom Brady
and Giselle are on good terms?
No, she's running around down in Costa Rica. I don't know that they're on good terms or not.
I think they're on good terms.
Really, Pepe?
Yeah.
How do you know? What's your insight on this?
No, I just have
a gut feel.
Yeah.
Because they share kids, so they got to be on good terms, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you hope they're on good terms.
Yeah.
Because all parents that share kids get along really, really well.
You know that, Bergman. Bergman knows that firsthand.
No, we get along well now.
But what Greg was saying about the Raiders tanking, I think the Rams should do it.
Oh, I think we're doing it, Pepe.
I think
no, that means you got to win three. You got to go 3-14.
Yeah,
you're going to do that.
Yeah,
Sean McVay's going to go 3-14
if he gets Caleb Williams. Yeah,
it's a setup year. That's what they've said over and over again.
Aaron Donald is going to go out there and accept going 3-14.
Well, Aaron Donald actually has come out and said he's committed to this for the long haul. That's what Aaron Donald said this week when he had his press
conference. When they went to him and told him what their plan was, Aaron Donald said, just make sure they care, that these guys care. They're not mailing it in.
Well, if you care, you're not going to mail in, so you're not going to win. You're going to win more than three games.
But they don't have the talent.
At no point is anybody going to say, don't go out there and try to win. Nobody's going to say that. But let's face it. They had 44 guys on the roster. They drafted 11. They've signed a bunch of undrafted free agents. They just don't have the talent to compete and to win this year.
Yeah,
nobody's going to go out there and say, let's throw this. I mean, no, it's not like that. They just don't have the talent to be able to win 9 games.
Especially because there are teams that are very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. You were talking about Detroit. Detroit, it's going to come very strong.
I agree. Ireland's not – he's a Detroit denier.
Yeah, you got a coach out there saying he's going to bite people in the kneecaps.
Yeah, but they finished strong last year.
Yeah, they finished strong.
Yeah, and now Rodgers is gone.
I think Minnesota wins that division.
Who would have ever thought Jared Goff would be a top 5 NFL quarterback again?
Yeah. Well, top 5 now?
Yeah.
He's playing really good.
He's playing great. I know. He was terrible for us.
Because there are players that when they come to Los Angeles, they just can't play.
All right. So you know what? Jared Goff may statistically be top five, but you wouldn't take him ahead of Mahomes. You wouldn't take him ahead of Lamar Jackson. Herbert. You wouldn't take him ahead of Justin Herbert. You wouldn't take him ahead of Joe Burrow.
Who's the best quarterback in the NFC?
In the NFC?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. Two seconds.
I would say I think it's Goff. Phil Rogers is gone.
Derek Carr.
I think it's Goff.
Goff is number one?
I think Goff is right behind Jalen Hurts in the NFC.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think I would take Goff ahead of Dak.
All the quarterbacks have gone to the AFC, all the really good ones.
Would you take Kirk Cousins or Jared Goff?
Jared Goff.
Oh.
Would you?
No question.
Would you take Kyler Murray or Jared Goff?
Oh, God, Jared Goff.
What about Josh Allen or Jared Goff?
Well,
he's in the AFC.
He's in the AFC. Okay. No, I'd obviously take Josh Allen.
Dak Prescott?
I would take Jared Goff over Dak Prescott.
No.
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah. Brock Purdy.
Come on.
How about Sam Darnold? What about your boy Sam Darnold?
No, Sam Darnold, please.
What about Justin Fields? That boy can throw and run.
He has the potential to be really, really good. Yeah. I like Justin Fields a lot.
He's good. He's very good.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? All right, so a guy on Twitter named Mr. Black put out this question.
Is it John Black?
No, just right, his name is Mr. Checking. Black. Yeah. You get $20 billion to be locked in this room for 1 year. No books, no consoles, movies, phones, nothing except for food and water. The picture is of a square, white padded room that looks to be about 100 by 100. Floors and walls all padded. Can you do it?
$20 billion with a B?
$20 billion.
One year.
Do you have a toilet?
Nothing. Nothing but food and water.
I think you're underestimating how tough this is.
Yeah, you go nuts.
You'd lose your mind.
This is in prison going into solitary confinement.
Right,
people
but
lose
for
their minds.
$20 billion.
No, you couldn't do it, Ireland.
I don't think you could do it.
You go nuts.
Honestly, there's a reason why the walls are padded. Yeah. You would literally be throwing yourself against
I've got a whole banging your fantasy head on life going on in my head. I could do it.
I don't think you've got that much fantasy going on in your head.
How about you, Mike?
No, I couldn't do it. It's not worth it.
$20 billion?
Not for your mental health, no. You'd go crazy. Just sit
you'd
there.
Lose
what
your
are you
mind.
Gonna do?
You
sit
would
there.
Honestly, you would lose your mind.
Yeah,
no books, no tablets, no phone,
no human contact.
No human contact.
Come on, nobody could do that.
Yeah,
slot opens up. You get your food. You get your water. Slot closes.
Can you imagine? Then you wait all day for the slot to open again.
You can.
Would be worse for me than it would be for you because I don't sleep.
Correct.
So I'd be up the whole time.
You can have imaginary friends.
Oh, sure.
So it's worth it to go crazy.
Yeah. Like Michael. Michael, you have imagination.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's how I get by because I don't need anybody around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's me. Pepe, you could do it for $20 billion?
I think so.
I do too. Pepe and I are in.
You guys are in.
What about you, Jorge? Could you do it?
I'm thinking about it. I think I can. I'm with John on this one.
If it was $20 million, I'd have to think about it. $20 billion?
You guys will never be the same.
So we eat anything we want, though?
Like $20 billion, Mace, that's like Steve Ballmer money.
Oh, no, it's a crazy amount of money.
So know, 1 year, Jorge, no talking to Maite, no talking to Brenda for 1 year.
Hey. She'll be a year older
and
$20 billion richer.
You'll never be able to talk to her the same way.
Yeah, you'll never be the same person again.
Hold the fort down for me, Brenda.
You will alter your personality forever. You will have lost your mind.
$20 billion for 1 year.
You will be bouncing off, bouncing off the padded
walls. Lisa would leave me if I didn't do it.
No, she might. She might.
$20 billion, you idiot.
You wouldn't do it.
Of course, the people are going to be different because now the ones that are doing it, we're going to be billionaires.
No, you're going to be mentally psychotic.
I'm already mentally psychotic to a whole nother level.
Do you not hear about these prisoners who go into isolation and literally it just destroys.
Why? Because they're prisoners? It shouldn't change. It doesn't matter. You're solitary confinement.
You basically are a prisoner at that point. But Jorge, I'm doing it. Yeah, give me the $20 billion.
After a week, you guys will be begging to get out.
I'll see you guys on May 12th, 2024.
When you get out, you won't even know what money is anymore.
Yeah, you won't even
fully
know.
Have lost your mind.
You will have lost your mind.
That's right, Ireland.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
We're literally three versus
three.
Looking for me asking for a million or something.
I would count to $20 billion while I was in there. And then I'd the time I got done, I'd be out.
No golf for a year, Ireland.
We need a tiebreaker.
No anything for a year. Yesterday.
No sports for a year.
Carlo's in for the $20 billion.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, you're nuts. You're nuts. All right. Well,
how about you, Greg?
No chance in the world. I would lose my mind.
You're not the same person. Some would argue you lost it a long time ago.
Yeah, that's not even an argument.
Carlo, you could not do it. You're not capable.
Yes, you could, Carlo.
You got to take it for the team.
Yeah,
exactly.
In order for my family and their family to live comfortably, I'll go crazy.
But you are going to lose your mind.
Minds are overrated. Do it.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as you think.
What's up, Foo?
What's up, Foo? So I want to shout out our good friend Beto Duran, who just ran the Carson Cinco de Mayo 5K.
We did.
Yeah. Way to go, Beto.
Yeah, he just ran it. So
how many times did he stop?
I have no idea.
There's a video of him holding
a middle light.
A finely tuned athlete.
Yeah. So when was the last time you guys ran a marathon or anything like this? And how long was it?
Do I look Kenyan to you? Do I look Ethiopian?
I'm just asking.
The farthest I've ever run is a 10K.
Yeah.
And it was in San Diego when I lived in San Diego. So that would have been somewhere between 1990 and 1995. You ever see somebody running with a smile on their face? No. Running is miserable.
Yes. In high school, I ran cross country, then played basketball, then played baseball. And my cross country, when I was done with cross country that last time, I said, I will never, ever run again. I never finished better than 11th. That was my best finish. And I said, that's it. I'm done running. I'll do an elliptical. I'll ride a bike, but I'm never running again. I don't think I've run since high school.
You don't have to. You can stay fit doing other things.
Absolutely.
Walking, riding a bike.
When was the last time you ran a marathon there, Pepe?
I never ran a marathon, but I ran in Mexico City between the cars and everything.
What were you running from?
That's like a marathon.
Oh, my God.
And at altitude, too.
Very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Foo?
All right, so do you want one last one? Do you want it about Joe Davis or Bo Jackson?
Bo!
Did you see what's going on with Bo Jackson?
No.
He has had hiccups since last July.
It happens.
And doctors don't understand why. Outside of having a terrible disease, so you don't go into that whole thing about what's worse, is this the most frustrating ailment you can have?
It would drive me stir crazy, I'll tell you that.
Obviously,
I couldn't do this job.
But if I had a permanent
case of the hiccups.
But you'd sit in a room for a year with nothing.
For $20 billion? I'll take the hiccups then.
So I have never had an issue with hiccups. Juan has an issue with hiccups. And I always say, just burp, right? Isn't burping the obvious way to deal with hiccups?
No. Drink water. A giant glass of water, and no matter what, do not stop. Fill it all the way up to the top and drink the whole thing.
No. You get water in a cup, and you, instead of drinking it.
That's like how I
normal,
get rid of hiccups.
You drink it the other way.
What do you mean the other way?
You drink it from the other way of the glass.
From the top.
What does that
not
do?
Not from the bottom.
Mexican remedies with Pepe over there? That doesn't work.
That's an old wives' tale.
No, it works for me.
Drink out of the other side of the glass.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't I just spill it all over myself?
Unless you shake it. But I mean,
How often do you get the hiccups, Pepe?
Probably once a month.
Once a month?
Really? Have you ever got them on the air doing a game?
No.
Yeah, that would be brutal.
That would be really.
But to have hiccups for how long is that? Almost a year?
Almost a year and 2 months?
That's a
condition. That's wrong.
Yeah, there's some medical situation going on there. There has to be some surgery you can have or something. Like, I'd have surgery to get rid of the hiccups if I had them for almost a year.
I don't think there is a remedy that's getting rid of it.
So, crazy though, right? I would hate to have that.
What about
What's
chewables?
That,
you think chewables will get rid of it, Mace?
Oh, you know what? I think they would, MT. I think they would.
You're absolutely right.
Yep. That's all Bo needs.
Yep.
Bo knows weed.
He's out in the woods bow hunting all the time.
Yep, he is.
With his crossbow, so maybe he should.
Coming up next for you, it's game six of the Western Conference semifinals tonight. Lakers with a chance to end the Warriors dynasty. We'll get into that coming up. We've got all the experts here. Pepe Mantilla is here. Michael Thompson is here. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.